With concerns about curbing greenhouse gas emissions and pedestrian deaths in Tampa, the Metropolitan Planning Commission, or MPO, set out to fix some of Hillsborough County's transportation needs. The 2035 plan gives about $96 million to funding trails and bike lanes. Alan Snell, the director of Southwest Florida Bicycle United Dealers, was pleased with some of the plan's funded bike lanes, but says bike infrastructure funding does not go far enough.
That sliver of money that is devoted to pedestrian and bicycle improvements under this plan is simply not enough. This isn't about giving breaks to bicyclists and pedestrians. It is about your economic livelihood is at stake here. Businesses are not coming here if it is not a good place to bike and walk. That's just a fact of life. And you can have all the Super Bowls you want, and you can have Gasparilla parades and all that stuff. Those big businesses are not coming here for those things. They are here for livability. We're asking for more. We're asking for a bigger piece of that pie. Thank you very much.
Mariella Smith attended the meeting in favor of connecting Ruskin and Sun City Center with greenways and bikeways. Her proposal was considered as a needed project, but received no funding.
We were disappointed to find, when we looked at the MPO's 20-year funding plan, that they did not include any of the bikeways that had been on our plans and on the greenways plans for decades. Staff's position was that all the bikeways in South County fell below the funding cutoff point, and they only had money to fund the bikeways, and many of them in the northern half of the county. You're telling the people, everyone in South Hillsborough, not to ride a bike, that you're not planning for them to ride bikes.
MPO staffer Gina Torres responded to Smith's concerns and said that non-highway road projects will include bike lanes, and road resurfacing could be a means to add bike lanes. But Torre said the bike route in South Hillsborough did not meet the criteria for funding.
So it's definitely a need. Shell Point Road is on the bicycle plan and in the long-range plan as a needed bike lane. It just didn't make the cutoff of how much funding we think we have. But when you look in the county and you're looking at where the crashes are and where people are getting killed, unfortunately, and where the demand is, I know there's demand down there. I want to see a bike lane on there as well. But it just didn't make the cutoff list of how much funding we have. Maybe we can talk to, I think the way to go here, because I did go out there with county staff, I know that they think that this is a really good possibility of use of the, they have funds specifically to add bike lanes to rural roads. So I want to pursue that avenue also.
City Council member John Dingfelder, who also serves on the board of the MPO, agreed that South Hillsborough residents should receive equal consideration for funding.
I do feel that the South Shore area is being left out a little bit on this, on the bike restriping list. And I just was looking at the list here, and there's about 20 projects that are on the list. None of them are in the South area, which just doesn't seem to be fair. I mean, it's almost like we're saying, well, they don't count, or they don't ride bikes, or whatever. Our analytical process didn't seem to take in this fairness and equity issue. Now, with that said, nobody has a number to give you tonight to say, is this something we can feasibly put in the cost affordable? Because we don't know what the number is.
Dingfelder said that the MPO would reconsider their proposal in the future.
You know, I would feel comfortable moving forward tonight on all the rest of this, which is obviously very, very important stuff. So I just want us to give that community some assurances that over the next 6 months, we will revisit this at the staff level and at the board level so we can hopefully create a little bit of equity.
County Commissioner Mark Sharp also said that he was in favor of better bike lanes, despite the lack of available funding for South Hillsborough County.
I'm all with you on the bikes. And with Mary Ellen, let's do it. I mean, let's make this. I think when you start pushing the bikes in the past, when we're more walkable, bikeable community, we're a safer community, we will no longer be the second most dangerous community in the nation for pedestrians and bicyclists. Maybe we'll be safer. So I think that's a fantastic investment.
County Commissioner and MPO board member Kevin Beckner said that improving the current bus system will be essential to connecting people with the proposed rail systems.
It's absolutely imperative that we have a more robust bus system and complete transportation plan, especially when we're looking at adding rail to the transportation equation. Because if you don't have an adequate busing system or other connections that can help people get to their final destinations, the rail plan will not be successful.
Although the transportation plan for 2035 passed a unanimous vote on Wednesday, it is still subject to change. Beckner said citizens can still propose amendments to the MPO plan.
We are going to be having another workshop towards the end of January. And so there's a process that can go. They can visit the MPO website to go ahead and submit suggestions and ideas. And we will also, as we're developing different parts, especially around the transit side of things, we will also have additional workshops where they can provide feedback and input as far as suggestions that they might have.
Funding could be increased for local rail and transit proposals if the penny sale tax passes on the ballot next November. Without that additional funding, the state won't have adequate funding available for implementing rail options. For more information, go to WMNF.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.